24 minutes to 9. Des Callis back with the sport. Last match of the League of Ireland. They couldn't plan it better, could they?
No, they couldn't. It's perfect. Although I saw Emmett Malone made the point in the Irish Times. He wondered, do they pre-arrange the fixture so that the last game is dramatic? And he said, but if that's the case, were they thinking it would be Sligo Rovers versus St. Pat's tonight? It's also a fixture, but of course it's not. The game that will decide the league title is Dundalk hosting Cork City at a packed Oriel Park tonight. And Cork have a 1-point lead going into the game, so a draw will be enough for Cork City. Dundalk must win. Now the game kicks off at 7:45. It's live on RTE2. And to look ahead to it, we're joined now by the Bray Wanderers manager Alan Matthews for a neutral view. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Des. How are you?
Good, thank you. Good. Well, is that a difficult mindset? I mean, at least Dundalk know they have to win. Cork, will they be tempted to hold out for a draw?
I think Cork will be very confident going up there. Albeit they've been beaten up there twice this season already. They don't have to win the game. The way they're set up is more or less to be secure and tight and not really go and be exposed. Dundalk know exactly what they have to do, and it's very clear they need to be on the front foot from the off. So I think it'll be set up two different types of teams, two different trends of football, but I just think Cork might have enough to hang in, and I think it might end up being a draw, which will suit Cork, obviously.
And do you think it'll be a tight, scoreless draw, low-scoring draw?
I think Dundalk will have to score a couple of goals to win. Albeit, as I said, Cork are renowned for being, you know, strong and defensively well organised. They have got a bit of pace in Dennehy. They're good from set pieces. So I think they can score a goal. From a Dundalk point of view, they will be on the front foot. If they get a goal early, it'll give them momentum and could well push them on. But I just think Cork have that bit of experience. They've fought and scrapped their way right to the summit, if you like, at this stage of the season. And they won't be nervous. This is a bonus for them. From a Dundalk point of view, they've been more or less there or thereabouts all season. And it's a great season for them, but it would be a sense of, you know, really anti-climax and underachievement if they don't fulfil that tonight and get the win that gets them across the line. So different mindsets in both sets of camps. And knowing some of the lads, as I do, from the Cork camp, the experience they have and just that know-how, I think they may just have enough to do whatever it takes to get the point to get them across the line.
Okay, it'll be intriguing stuff. Alan Matthews, thank you very much. That game is live on RT2, and of course Alan will be involved at the other end of the table. Bray are safe, but UCD and Athlone Town are trying to avoid the automatic relegation spot. UCD are a point ahead of Athlone. UCD are at home to Drogheda, while Bray go to Athlone. The other games tonight in the Premier Division: Bowes versus Derry, St. Pat's versus Sligo, and Shamrock Rovers versus Limerick. In the First Division promotion playoff, Galway take a 2-0 lead to Talca Park, where they face Shelburne in the second leg. In last night's Europa League action, Glasgow Celtic went top of Group D on goal difference. They struggled, but they got a 2-1 victory over the Romanian side Astra. Everton are top of Group H after drawing nil-all with Lille in France, and Spurs were 5-1 winners over the Greek side Asteras. Now, the European Cup rugby, huge night at Thomond Park tonight. Munster taking on Saracens. Munster, of course, boosted by that dramatic late win over Sale last weekend, but they take on a very strong Saracens side who beat Claremont at the weekend. So to look ahead to the weekend action, we're joined by Shane Horgan. Morning, Shane.
Hi, Des.
Munster, well, they'll have to improve, certainly on their first half performance last week, won't they?
Yeah, they will have to improve. It was disappointing in the first half, but they really got together in the second half and looked like the old Munster that we'd seen in years gone by. But it's the nature of this competition is that with every round, the pressure is ramping up and ramping up. And if you look at the remaining fixtures in that pool, it's very unlikely that the likes of Claremont and Saracens are going to lose any of their home games. So this, already in the second round, is a must-win game for Munster. They have to beat Saracens, who are a very strong outfit. They had a great win against Claremont last week, strong forward pack, but with Ashton and Straddle on the wings looking very sharp, it'll be very difficult for Munster to win in Thomond, a place that traditionally they've been very strong in, but over the last couple of months has maybe lost a little bit of its lustre.
And if Munster are to win it, is it up front they'll win it?
I think it is. If you look at the forward pack that they've picked, they've brought in Cronin, who was really the revelation of the Munster pack last year. They brought back Boha as well, another strong scrummager, but those two guys can carry the ball around the field as well. They're very active at the breakdown. The back row for Munster, it's very strong with O'Mahony, Stander and O'Donnell, all big men who can carry the ball very well and also mobile. I think we're going to see a traditional Munster performance and trying to bully Saracens up front.
Okay, now tomorrow Ulster host Toulon. And are Ulster in trouble after that defeat to Leicester last weekend?
Well, I suppose we'll know a lot more after Saturday afternoon. This looks like the tide of the round for me. Ravenhill is going to be absolutely, they're going to be hanging from the rafters. Toulon, European champions coming over. Not a massively impressive performance last week against the Scarlets, but they still got over the line. Again, another... This competition is crazy, that you need to win your home games, and Ulster will expect to do that against Toulon.
And do you expect that? You do?
I do, actually, yeah. I was surprised that Ulster didn't beat Leicester last week. I had them tipped. I thought they prepared very well. They looked good in the Pro 12. They got off to a slow start, something that they can't afford to do against Toulon. If you give Toulon 10 points, I don't think Ulster will see them get back into the game in the second half. So I think with the home support behind them, with the shock of maybe not getting the performance or the win last week, I think Ulster will have enough in the bank to beat Toulon. And if they do, it'll be a phenomenal victory. If they don't, they might be out of Europe.
Yeah. Leinster go to Cast on Sunday. That's a tricky one.
It is. It depends what sort of cast teams show up. Now, traditionally, French sides don't like to lose at home. Castra have a good record at home. They lost 25-9 last week, though, to Harlequins away. That really means for them, if they lose this game, they're out of Europe. This has got a huge effect on the rest of this group for Leinster. If Leinster beat Castra, they may knock them out effectively of the group. It means it'll be a runoff between them and Harlequins, really, for the two spots that might get out of that group. Huge pressure again on Leinster, but I think if they get a good start, they get into the Castra team, maybe their minds will waver and they'll start thinking about the French League and not the European Championship.
And finally, Shane, a word about Connacht to go to Exeter in the Challenge Cup.
Yeah, it's an interesting tie for Connacht. Exeter are a very similar team to Connacht in many ways. They're stronger than the sum of their parts, and they have a very strong home record. Very difficult place to go for Connacht. I'd be surprised if they can get a win there.
Okay, Shane Horgan, thanks a million for joining us. In golf, Damien McGrain is 4 under par in the Perth International. Torbjørn Olesen of Denmark leads on 11 under. Kevin Phelan, 3 under after 17 holes. Gareth Maben finished on level par. Peter Lawrie, 5 over. In Gaelic games, ahead of the All-Stars presentation tonight, Eamon O'Shea has confirmed he's staying on as Tipperary hurling manager. And Kilmacud Crokes take on St Jude's in the Dublin hurling final at Parnell Park. And finally in racing, the Racing Post reporting that Giggenstown Stud, owned by Michael Leary, has removed their 3 horses from the yard of racehorse trainer Philip Fenton, who was found guilty of having performance-enhancing drugs and other animal remedies at his stables. The racing action this evening is in Dundalk.